The to guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. To guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to the program, The Protection of Good Deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to learn and act upon what we learn in this program. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the previous episode, we heard about having worldly discussions in the masjid which avoids good deeds. In today's episode, we're going to hear about another action that devours good deeds. But before this, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is in the written speech of Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, Main Sudharna Chahta Hoon. It is quoted that Sayyidina Imam Sakhawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who sends one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 10 durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 100 durood upon me, Allah Almighty writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire and will keep him with martyrs on Judgment Day." Hai sab duaon se badhkar dua durood o salam. Hai sab duaon se badhkar dua durood o salam. Ke daf'a karta hai har ik bala durood o salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madan Channel, when a person leads a social life because of frequently meeting others, the person continuously comes to know about people's good attributes and flaws. Flaws can be found in every creation except prophets and angels. According to Islamic laws, it is essential, it is important that if a person comes to know about someone's faults or flaws, he should conceal them. Searching for someone's flaws and having the curiosity to come to know about someone's flaws is a sin, and this is such a sin which destroys a person's good deeds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, 6 things destroy good deeds: searching for people's flaws, hardness of the heart, loving the world, lack of modesty, unending desires, and oppression beyond limits. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi states, "Searching for people's flaws means looking at their flaws and speaking about them, but not paying attention to one's own flaws." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, 6 actions that destroy good deeds are stated, which we will discuss it in detail in each episode. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the very first action that was described in the hadith, meaning searching for people's flaws. As we heard in the hadith, that one of the sins that destroy good deeds is to search for people's flaws. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty prohibited searching for people's flaws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Wala tajassasu," translation from Kanzul Irfan, "and do not spy on each other." Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi writes under this verse, "It means that you should not search for Muslims' flaws and should not search for their hidden conditions, which Allah Almighty has concealed through His attribute of being the concealer of flaws." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, trying to know the hidden matters and flaws of people is called tajassus. For example, asking someone, "You remain awake till late at night, do you offer Fajr Salah or not?" Asking a person who employed a servant, "Does your servant work properly or not?" asking this without shar'i permission is also to search for someone's flaws, and it is entirely feared that in reply to this question, the other person will say about the servant that he is work shy and ungrateful and becomes a sinner. Similarly, chasing someone to know his flaws without shar'i permission and peeping into his house is also listed under tajassus. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, "It is not appropriate for a person to eavesdrop outside someone's house so that he can hear music from his house, or to clean his nose so that he can smell alcohol, nor should he fumble in his clothes for a hidden thing with the intention to find a musical instrument, nor should he inquire his neighbors about the matters in his house." From this verse, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that searching for Muslims' hidden flaws and revealing them are forbidden. At this point, listen to an admonitory hadith in this regard. Sayyidina Abu Barza Aslami radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O group of the people who embraced faith with their tongues and faith did not enter their hearts, do not backbite Muslim and do not search for their hidden matters, because the person who searches for the hidden thing of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty will reveal for his hidden matter, and Allah Almighty will disgrace the one whose flaws he will reveal, even though he is in his house." From this hadith, we come to understand that backbiting Muslims and seeking out their faults are traits of hypocrites. The outcome of this pursuit is humiliation and disgrace, as the one who seeks the faults of another Muslim likely harbors flaws of their own. Perhaps these flaws are such that if exposed, they would face humiliation and disgrace in society. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the curse of searching for others' flaws has badly spread in our society. Because of grudges, enmity, and malice, people continuously search for a person's weakness and flaws to make him inferior in the eyes of others. And not only this, rather, they also try to find flaws so that it could be publicized amongst people. If a person does not offer salah, people backbite him amongst other salah performers. If someone does not have good manners, people talk about his ill manners in gatherings. If a person does not arrive at work on time or does not work properly, colleagues whisper to one another about him. If someone is habitual in watching movies and serials, instead of reforming him, people publicize his sins. Unfortunately, the majority of Muslims are engaged in searching for others' flaws and committing backbiting, and nobody is ready to conceal anybody's flaws. Even if a person conceals someone's flaws, it is just for the time being. And as soon as the person gets angry with him, he discloses all his flaws which he kept hidden. This satanic action can definitely satisfy your nafs, but remember, this evil action displeases Allah Almighty. Unfortunately, people's heart have lost the fear of the Lord. Those who search for others' flaws should fear Allah Almighty and keep this warning in their mind. It is stated in the hadith that Allah Almighty will resurrect those who commit backbiting, talebearers, and those who search for the flaws of chaste people in the form of dogs on Judgment Day. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states, "Remember that all humans will rise from their graves in the form of humans. Then after reaching the plane of resurrection, the forms of some people will be distorted, meaning they will be changed into the form of different animals." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you have the habit of searching of flaws of others, we should repent immediately, because searching for others' flaws is a collection of many sins and disadvantages. Firstly, the person who searches for others' flaws destroys his own good deeds. The person who searches for others' flaws will be resurrected in the form of a dog on Judgment Day. Allah Almighty will reveal the flaws of the person who searches for others' flaws, humiliate him, and disgrace him. The person who searches for others' flaws and reveals him before others falls victim to major sins like talebearing and backbiting, and attacks the respect and honor of a Muslim which Allah Almighty has declared haram for another Muslim. The religion Islam, the respect of a human is highly regarded, and if that human is also Muslim, his respect and honor increases more in Islam. Thus, Islam instructs individuals to abstain from any actions that diminishes a person's dignity and esteem. Among those actions is the act of seeking out someone's flaws and exposing them to others, which significantly undermines human respect and honor. The individual whose flaw is disclosed faces humiliation. Moreover, those who persist in uncovering and disclosing others' flaws are also despised and denounced by society. That's the person who searches for someone's flaws, and the person whose flaw is revealed to others, both lose their respect and honor. Therefore, Islam has prohibited people from searching for others' flaws and revealing them to people without Shari'i permission, and declared severe admonitions for those who do not refrain from it, so that people would fear the admonition and avoid this evil action, and everyone's respect would be protected. It is stated in Ibn Majah that the Holy Prophet addressed the Holy Kaaba and said, "O Kaaba, how pure you are, how pure your fragrance is, how great you are, how highly you are respected. I swear by the one in whose power the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is. Indeed, the respect of a Muslim in the court of Allah Almighty is more than yours." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the person who searches for flaws finds flaws in others, but often becomes blind to his own shortcomings. Instead of self-reforming, he fixates on exposing the faults of others, broadcasting them to the world. While advising such people, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Someone amongst you sees a straw in the eye of his brother, but he does not look at the beam in his own eyes." In this hadith, while expressing admonition, the person who searches for others' flaws is advised, meaning he looks at minor flaws of others, but does not see even his major flaws. Similarly, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked his companions while advising them, "If you find your brother sleeping in the state that the wind has removed the cloth from his body, because of which his sitr has been exposed, in this situation, what will you do?" They replied, "We will hide his sitr and cover it." He alayhi salam said, "In fact, you will open his sitr." The companions surprisingly asked, "Subhanallah, who will do this?" He alayhi salam replied, "When someone from you hears about the flaws, etc. of his brother, he states them with exaggeration, and this is a bigger sin than undressing him." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, while remaining within the fold of Sharia, we should conceal flaws of others. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "The one who conceals a Muslim's flaw, Allah Almighty will conceal his flaws on Judgment Day." So then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma states, "When you intend to mention the flaw of your fellow, at that time, recall your flaws." Kisi ki khamiyan dekhe na meri aankhein aur, kisi ki khamiyan na dekhe meri aankhein aur, sune na kaan bhi aibon ka tazkira ya rab. Meaning, it is a plea, it is a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may my eyes do not see someone's flaws, and neither my ears should hear the shortcoming of others. May Allah Almighty enable us to refrain from searching for others' flaws, search for our flaws, and correct them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, upon learning someone's flaws, it is imperative, it is important that we refrain from disclosing it to anyone without Shari'i permission. So let us cultivate a mindset wherein we acknowledge that revealing it with malicious intent could lead to our good deeds being consumed by sin, or invite displeasure from Allah Almighty, who may in turn unveil our own flaws to others. Similarly, we should continuously purify our nafs and should keep the lives of our pious predecessors in mind and what they used to do if they come to know about someone's flaws. So let's listen to what our pious predecessors alayhim ridwan would do in this regard. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Wahhab Sha'arani rahmatullahi alayhi states, "Once Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, went to the wudu area of Jami Masjid Kufa. He saw a youngster performing wudu. The drops were dripping from him. Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi alayhi said, 'Son, repent of disobeying your parents.' He said, 'I repent of it.' He observed the wudu water of another person and said to that person, 'Brother, repent from adultery.' He said, 'I repent of it.' He observed the water in the wudu of another person and said to him, 'Brother, repent of drinking and listening to songs and music.' He said, 'I repent of it.' Since because of the revelation of matters of the unseen, the flaws of people would be revealed to Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, he supplicated in the court of Allah to stop revelation of the matters of unseen. Allah Almighty accepted his supplication, accepted his dua. He rahmatullahi alayh stopped observing the sins of wudu performers being removed." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you hear the sight of wilaya of Imam Azam Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh? He would observe people sin that were removed through wudu. Indeed, it was his great saintly miracle. However, he did not like to know the flaw of people and made dua to stop him from seeing someone's flaws. At this point, the people should get a lesson of admonition who claim to love Imam Azam rahmatullahi alayh, but remain engaged in searching for others' flaws by asking various questions. Remember, intentionally searching for a Muslim's flaw without a shari'i excuse is a sin, haram, and an action that leads to hell. And this is such a sin which causes good deeds to go to waste. Sayyidina Ahmad ibn Harb, rahmatullahi alayhi, states, many people will leave the world with a great wealth of good deeds with them, but because of violating people's right, they will lose all their good deeds and thus become poor and needy. Furthermore, alongside cultivating a mindset to safeguard good deeds, our righteous pious predecessors would impart the lesson of focusing on self-reformation. They taught that the individuals who succeed in reforming oneself is bestowed with the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person refrains from seeking out the flaws, faults, and sins of others altogether. Sayyidina Hasan Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, states, O son of Adam, you cannot get the essence of faith until you give up condemning the evils of people which you commit and you get rid of them. When you do this, you will remain engaged in reforming yourself, and only such a person is the most beloved to Allah Almighty. Someone has beautifully described it in the form of a verse, Nati hal ki jab hame apne khabar, rahe dekhte auron ke aib o hunar, padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar, to nigah mein koi bura na raha. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we discussed the act of searching for the flaws of others, a behavior that strays from ethical conduct and constitutes a sin capable of consuming one's good deeds. The person who searches for others' flaws commit many sins like tail-bearing, backbiting, etc. May Allah Almighty enable us to keep a mindset and thinking like that of our pious predecessors and safeguard us from the curses of searching for others' flaws. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
To guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan, seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. To guard your good deeds from nafs and shaitan, seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran. Seek refuge in Allah and follow the Quran.